Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us, our friend, Ellie.
Hello, once again. It's been a while.
All 2 days. Mm-hmm. We are on the new story here, the Piper comics. They were written in 2008 by... Yep. We're going to be covering issues 1 through 4, written by... Sorry, I lost my thing here.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, it does happen sometimes. Mm-hmm. Written by Mike
Calvota.
Pencils by Axel...
Actually, there's three people that it was written by right here. It says Mike Calvota, Joe Brucia.
That's story, and then written by.
Where do you see written by? I don't have written by on here.
Oh, I get you.
Oh.
Probably in that one, too.
Mine at the top just says Mike Caldova, and then Axel, either McChain or McHane.
I was going to say McCain, but...
Oh, McHane. McCain.
McChain. I like McChain thing.
Anyway. Yes. Story by, written by.
Okay, so yeah, mine doesn't have the written by.
It's all good. Whatever. Can I go ahead and do this now?
Fine. Good? Go ahead. Whatever.
Pencils by Axel McCain. Colors by Gary Henderson and Kristen...
Stewart.
Pagoda?
Kristen Pagoda. And Nirufino.
Yep. And then letters by... Thomas Maurer.
Yep.
Okay. Again, we start out. We actually do see the purple book.
Dun so dun dun.
We know we're gonna be dealing with Belinda here.
I missed that when I first read through. I can't believe it.
Well, but you see it later on at the end of this beginning story here, when the book closes after the Piper gets pipered. So if you guys remember the Pied Piper story we read, the one issue, which I believe was episode 166. Yeah. Because it was the last one.
Because it was the one that we included the timepiece on, right?
Okay. The story's similar to that. It's just the Piper coming to town, dealing with a rat problem, the people stiffing him because they're assholes.
So he turns their kids into rats.
Yep. In that one, he turns them into rats.
In this one, he just drowns them.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, before we get too far, I'd like to say that if I was the Pied Piper, this is definitely how I'd use my powers.
What is it?
One of the covers with,
okay.
One of the covers with a bunch of half-naked women gathering around him.
I mean, hey, you do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. He's all, like, gloating that, yeah, well, you guys didn't pay me, so I took your kids, blah, blah, blah. Then everybody in town turned on him and shoved his pipe
in his throat.
Yeah, down his throat and then threw him in the water off of this bridge. Maybe don't gloat, motherfucker. Like, seriously. Yeah,
didn't even run. He just standing there, like, about to get, like, the shit probably beat out of him. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. Ha ha, look what I did. Woohoo. Yeah, like, it's one of those, you don't actually see it. It's in the reflection.
So implied.
Which
I wonder
see.
Why. Suspense. I don't know, I guess.
I like it. Like, it's definitely more suspenseful in a reflection or in a silhouette than...
Actually seeing it?
Yeah. Because then your mind can wonder versus...
Yeah.
You see it and it's like, oh, okay. Whatever.
It's kind of like the silhouette thing in Austin Powers.
I like that, actually. Oh, my God. Austin Powers, gold member with the mini-me scene.
Well, it does it in two of them, doesn't it?
Dude, it's been so long since I've seen Austin Powers.
That would have been actually number two. I got mixed up.
Well, there's the one where they're pulling things out of the bag, and then there's the other one where they're behind the curtain.
The
it
bag
looks
was
like...
in the first one, and then the mini-me one is in the second one. That's so funny.
Second and third one.
Mini-me was in, two and three.
I don't remember the third one too well, even though I watched it a lot. Like, a lot.
Mm. Anyways.
And we're going to talk about Austin Powers, though. Damn it. Welcome to the Austin Powers podcast.
I'm good.
Yeah, baby.
We go to present day in the Florida Everglades.
Cypress Prep Academy.
So we start out here.
In music class.
Yeah.
With an angry conductor.
Yeah. Why the fuck is he snapping his conducting wand? I can't remember what they're called.
Stick.
Thank you. Why is he snapping that? Like,
because I'm angry. I gotta show how angry I am by snapping this thin piece of wood.
Like, seriously, dude. What the fuck? Like, you need that. Especially since he uses it to point at everybody. a second later.
But I am pointing at all of your feet right now because I already broke this.
But apparently
he's gonna have like Ron Weasley and fucking go to oh my God, curse again, somebody and
again with the joke stealing. I was God damn it. I was like, repair it with spello tape, huh?
Apparently the class just sucks at music class.
Except for one violinist.
Yeah, what's his name? Sean. We can also tell what time this was written in, 2008, because they call this kid Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
We found out later why, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Like messy hair just above the ears.
Black jacket.
Black jacket.
Yeah.
Very antisocial kind of person.
No, that was in his pocket.
No. I thought he was just happy to see us.
Aha. But yeah, he asks Sean to just give kind of like a solo performance just to play. Maybe to try and get the class on a tempo.
And he mm-hmm. gets up there and does his Lindsey Stirling impression. And
he cracks his head falling backwards.
No, that's different.
He didn't stretch.
But as he starts to play, there's a snake that comes crawling out of his violin, which... Why didn't it crawl out before? Like when he, I don't know, picked it up.
When he was playing it earlier.
Playing it earlier.
Or when it was sitting beside him. And
like all these choices. No, it waits until he does the solo and then comes crawling out.
Is that a coral shark by any chance? Or snake by any chance?
My favorite kind of shark, the one that...
It comes out of a violin.
It comes out of a violin.
Because it looks like it.
They're super poisonous.
Look, it's Florida.
I think coral snakes are the poisonous ones, and then there's one that looks similar that's the snake.
I've got a snake guy I can talk to. I won't talk to him, but I can talk to him.
Yeah.
His name's David Hayter?
No. No. Mm-hmm. Guy Ryan from work.
Oh.
He actually sells snakes.
His name's Guy Ryan?
Guy Ryan, yeah.
His actual real name
his
is
His parents Bill. Hated him, didn't they?
It would be so funny.
Hi, I'm Guy Ryan, and these are my snakes.
Guy Man. Because Man is an actual last name I've seen. It's
yeah.
so funny.
And Guy is an actual first name, yeah. so... I like the teacher blames this one kid, Blake, and he's like, oh, you can't put that on me. It wasn't me that did it. Blah,
Mr.
Blah, blah.
Margot.
That's what I love when you're like new to a school system or something and like someone does something bad, like no one knows who it is. And the teacher's like, did you do this to like one person?
Like,
it's
automatically.
Like, no,
like,
I didn't do it. I swear to God.
Maybe you have a reputation.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That's why you just don't get caught.
Me. What is that too?
You just hang out in the back and hide.
So Sean is, you know, walking away with his friends, Alberto and, Melanie.
Are you okay with names?
Nope.
It's so strange sometimes.
Nah, look, I'm reading it quick.
Look, sometimes words are hard, okay?
Words are hard, but I also read it quick because,
I guess look, just, it's so small.
From kindergarten until... 8th grade, he went to a Catholic school, so give him a break, okay?
Technically 9th grade.
I'm so Freshman sorry year. For you, Joey.
Yeah.
9th grade, he went to a Catholic.
I don't know the pain.
Actually, wait, you went to Bethlehem. No, you didn't. You went to Lures. Yeah, so yeah, it was a Catholic school.
Lures.
They call it Lures because that's how the priests refer to little kids that are... Anyways,
literally got like 4 issues to get through.
okay, guys.
So they're walking away and
the popular kids start making fun of Sean and he starts crying because they're always making fun of him. And then this coach comes out and he's like, all right, all you popular people, get back. We got to run a 10K. And even the fat kid's like, okay.
This big Chad faced coach.
Yeah, definitely.
With his fucking gold Rolex watch and his
gold
chain.
Yep.
Motherfucking bling.
So we've got the jocks going away. As Sean and his friends are walking away, the coach kind of notices them and just kind of like files out of the way
mm-hmm.
because then Sean's like, hey, let's all meet back here in an hour. Cut to an hour later and you got Sean and...
he's fucking shredding it on the violin.
Yeah.
Sean, and Melanie, and Alberto.
And the
they're just playing. Mm-hmm. The new chick, Holly, she sneaks in.
Yeah.
Can I have your autograph?
Kind of, basically. And then the coach comes in. And is like, you guys have permission to be here?
Him and his bulge come in there. His bulge is first. I mean, look at that thing.
Got
I mean, that's not my first look, but okay.
Like, it's like a tennis ball there. I looked at it, I'm like, whoever drew that really enjoyed doing that. It's like a
huge drew that obviously doesn't know what your pants look like when they're in a bulge inside of and. Yeah.
Those are just blue tights is what he's wearing. Yeah. Not jeans.
Whoops.
Anyways, and he's like, well, guess what? You can't be it. Or, well, first off, the girl, Melanie, tries answering him. He's like, well, we were just practicing. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him. And he points at Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's having a rough
You got best. Permission in here, boy?
So, I mean, it makes sense thinking about it now. Because this is actually the first time I've read these. Like, I've skimmed through them before, but this is the first time I've
actually read them. This is the first time I've read them, too.
Well, yes. first time I've read this story. So, makes sense now why. Because we find out.
Later on with the coach?
Yeah, he's got some history with him in the school. So, being a trouble.
Well, it says here, because I think it was Blake, he's trying to hit on Holly. And he's like, you like the Columbine? You like the new, that guy? He brought a gun
in his locker.
So it was in his locker. Sorry. In last semester and got, you know, busted for it. So, makes sense why.
But he's still this, what the fuck's his name? Blake.
Yeah.
He literally grabs a hold of this girl and she tells him, she's like, look, hands off, fucker. You know? And then he's standing there in the shadows all creepy and shit.
But what I'm saying, it makes sense why the coach is pointing out Sean versus the whole group. Mm-hmm. Because he's probably still under some sort of restriction. Air quotes restriction.
Mm-hmm. The coach is trying to be an asshole at that point.
The coach is an asshole, yes. But
there's also some concern as a teacher.
Maybe, yes. Oh, should be.
You've got four kids enjoying themselves, not doing anything bad. So why not give the kid that had a gun problem a harassment?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know that kid who brought a gun to school last year? Let's fuck with him even more than...
This is the most dangerous and poisonous snake in the world. Watch as I poke it in the butthole.
anyway.
I'm surprised he didn't actually bring a gun in this issue because things are so bad for this guy.
God, it's not good.
It was really, really depressing.
But we get him in his dorm room, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's a knock on the door right afterwards. And did you find it creepy that he had Holly's picture hanging up on his door?
Especially since she is new.
Is she just transferred? It's just like, yeah. How do you get the picture?
Have you guys ever seen Dead Man on Campus?
No.
Okay, never mind.
A long ass time.
Where he's like, how do you know all these people's names? Oh, I've been fucking jerking it to the freshman Facebook.
Oh, man. God.
Okay.
The freshman Facebook.
Well, now, this is college, so they'd be at least like 20.
Well,
I was terrified.
And the freshman Facebook would not be like Facebook, like online Facebook, but like they had a book that was like all the people. Yeah, like a yearbook type of thing with all the new people.
So Holly's like, would you mind playing for me? And so he does, and she says, you know, whatever.
Do you notice his fish go crazy?
Yeah, the fish take note, like a beautiful music.
And they look like they're evil in the top when he's playing.
Bum, bum, bum. Maybe that's a sign.
Dun, 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 dun,
I don't
dun,
know. But yeah, so he just kind of is... They're, you could tell there's attraction by both of them.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of a spark there. Yeah. His own original music. And then the first panel in this next one is a... it looks like we're cutting into JoJo-style artwork. It's got the menacing symbols there. There's floating notes around him.
Yeah, it's music. He can hear the music in his head.
Yeah, so there's music playing, and he's kind of following the notes.
You can tell it's not JoJo. Look how little his arms are.
Oh, yeah, he's very tiny.
Anyway.
He's 8 years old.
I'm not even going to pick that up because you're not close to the mic. You got to get close to the mic.
Oh, no.
You don't talk loud enough.
That is true. But so he gets attracted, or he gets mesmerized to go to the library. And who do we see but Belinda?
Which she still doesn't look good in this.
She's also wearing the same clothes that she wore.
Yeah, that is
to those kids.
That is definitely
which is
a deterrent.
Very strange. Usually they have an extreme wardrobe shift.
I mean, more often.
Some
not.
Of them, yeah.
Does anybody smell like week old panties in here? I mean,
God. Oh, no.
what was really attracting him to the library?
I am 8,000 years old. I'm not changing my underwear once a day. I've had enough.
Yeah, that tracks.
My God, I didn't change my underpants in the 16th century, and I'm not going to change them now.
Anyway, she hands him the book, her purple book, and basically gives him the story of the Pied Piper. And he's reading it. We see what we saw in the beginning where Piper drums.
Except in really bad pictures. I love it. Actually, this is my favorite. I like this better than the original artwork.
He's hearing strange music, too, in his head, I think.
Well, that's him.
Drew him in. He sees...
The notes right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the notes, but I'm seeing the green text.
Yeah, that's him still doing it in his head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's playing out in his head.
Da 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 da.
It's Enter Sandman.
I was thinking Smoke in the Water.
That works too.
All right, back on the subject.
So the next day, we go to Sean going to the cafeteria. So
he goes to sit down with Holly.
Yeah, over his friends because, yeah, I mean, again, they're trying to wave him over, and Holly calls him over, and so he sits down with them, and they're just like, oh, kind of like giving him crap for that. Mm-hmm.
But she's talking about how her brother has an alternative recording label, and that she had talked to him last night, and he might come out and check you out. And he's like, yeah, success is the best revenge. And then she, like, freaks out. She's like, you really shouldn't say that, Sean. He's like, what the hell did I say?
Which I kind of like that, too. The thing of, like, she's like, do it because you love it, not because you want to get revenge.
Not get back at the people who are attacking you or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he wanders off and she goes chases. Oh, no. She wanders off. He chases after her. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because she wanders off, but it looks like he was the one that ran off.
Got into the corner.
Leaning up against a wall at whatever. A soda machine.
But yeah, he tells a story that...
about the gun?
Yeah. What was it?
That he'd been getting picked on by Cameron and Sandra and Blake and Ben.
Yeah, it was a starter's pistol he brought in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It wasn't even a real gun.
Yeah, to basically scare mm-hmm. them. But...
On your mark, you set, go!
Yeah, I mean, that would scare me. Mm-hmm. The stress getting... through my chest.
Oh, that...
But it doesn't shoot an actual bullet. Is... A starter pistol is like a cap gun. It's just...
Races.
Yeah, they shoot in the air. Huh. It's literally like a charge cap that just it's like
it can still hurt if it's right up against your chest.
It doesn't shoot anything out. It just makes a noise. Now it'd hurt your ears if you were like, yeah, listen here, motherfucker, I'm sick of you making fun of me, so now you can't hear anything.
Boom.
I have tinnitus already, so.
So I can't hear you over the sound of my own awesomeness.
So basically, Holly's like, that was the past, you made a mistake, it happens.
And then they have this cute little couple moment.
Yeah, and Blake sees it all.
Which, Blake looks like a big, huge, fat dude in the background right there.
His proportions change, fluctuate.
Every
so
other page.
Like, the art in this is fine. It's definitely better than the Piper single issue we read. Right. But, it was just so, like, back and forth. It was kind of jarring. Blake tries to... not put the moves on, but tries like, why
he
are you
grabs
that
a hold
guy?
Of her and like starts like pushing her around and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I told you, just keep your hands off me. And then he's like,
he throws a punch because she's not falling all over him.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
And tries to hit her and she dodges out of the way.
And
he
hits
the soda machine so hard that it falls forward onto her and.
Well, we don't know that until the next
page.
We
just see it, like, falling forward.
We see it fall forward, basically.
And they're both screaming. Like, mouths, like, wide open. Cameron's eyes have shifted so bad. Blake, I mean.
And Sean is, he has no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm. He's all happy, and then he sees her being carted out on a stretcher.
Yep.
Then he runs home and gets violently high.
Well, before that, we got I don't know who. I don't know if this is some teacher, or whoever this guy is.
It looks like another coach, actually.
Asking,
judging by the whistle hanging around his neck,
is that whistle is just part of his shirt? Either way, ask if anybody saw anything, and Blake's like, "Yeah,
she was really angry and shaking the machine.
Yeah, and I just fell in there. I told her not to do it. I just don't know. But yeah, then he runs home,
smokes some dope,
crying like a little bitch.
Throws a fit, throws some socks and clothes around, finds the book.
And then he reads the words that will change his life forever. Mm-hmm. Which is, apparently you have to say, I play for your soul 5 times. Because why not?
Mm-hmm.
Candyman.
Basically, yeah. And he's like, this is stupid. But then he starts smoking again. But behind him, the Piper showed up.
Which the Piper in this looks like a fucking assassin.
A little bit.
They just like walk up and like kill him. He looks really awesome though. I gotta say, like the artwork on him is really dope.
A lot better than the other guy.
Yeah. God, I saw the old Piper like flipping through this book and I was like, oh, gross. Oh, I'm so glad he got a revamp.
That's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this grim fairy tale story.